Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today we're looking at a piece that's likely to land a bit awkwardly for a few business owners. The article is Singapore is Building AI Builders and Your Business is Falling Behind by Brett Allegre Wood.
And if that title sounds dramatic, stay with us, because what Singapore is actually doing with over $1 billion of investment tells you something important about where the business world is heading.
So let's start with what Singapore figured out. They've committed more than $1 billion to AI talent and research. But here's the striking part. Their own top officials are publicly saying they're worried it's not enough. Not because the money isn't there, but because the risk is they end up producing a generation of certified AI users, when what they desperately need are builders.
And that's the split Brett is pointing to. Users versus builders. It sounds abstract, until you put it plainly. When anyone can use a tool, the value of being a user drops fast. The real value lies in being able to create, customize, and integrate that tool in ways nobody else can.
Singapore has also looked at their own data, including a decline in graduate employment, and concluded that being a skilled consumer of technology is not a secure long-term strategy. They're not just training people to use the latest model from Silicon Valley. They're building a workforce that can create proprietary AI solutions from scratch.
So what does this mean for a business owner with, say, 50 staff and a marketing team that's gotten pretty good at ChatGPT?
This is where Brett introduces a concept worth sitting with, the AI bilingual workforce. And it's not what you think. It's not about turning your finance team into machine learning researchers.
Good.
It's about building a team fluent in two things at once: their professional domain, finance, marketing, logistics, law, and AI. The bridge between what the business needs and what AI can actually do.
He gives three concrete examples. The first is a marketing director who can conceptualize how a custom model could analyze customer data to predict churn with 95% accuracy. Not just someone asking an AI for campaign ideas, someone who understands what's buildable.
Then there's a logistics manager who can work with the technical team to design a system that maps delivery routes in real time, saving millions in fuel costs. And a financial analyst who helps build a proprietary tool to detect fraudulent transactions far more effectively than anything off the shelf. These people are what Brett calls the translators. A pure tech person would never spot the business angle. A pure business person wouldn't know what's possible. You need both in one. And the compounding effect is real. As domain experts get more fluent in AI, they spot more opportunities. As technical teams gain exposure to business reality, they build more relevant solutions. Brett's point is that this cycle of improvement is almost impossible to replicate by buying someone else's AI product. Here's where I'd push back a little, because most owners I talk to are already stretched thin. Nobody has bandwidth for a 6-month AI training program. So how does this actually start? Brett's answer is pretty direct. Stop spending your training budget on basic prompting workshops. His argument is that prompt engineering, knowing how to ask AI a question well, will be automated out of existence within 18 months. The value isn't in asking the question, it's in knowing what to build to answer it permanently. That will sting for some people. There are also some market numbers in the article that back the direction. Anthropic is putting $100 million into a partner network specifically to help companies build solutions on their platform. And Coursera has seen near doubling of enrollments in AI courses driven by corporate command, not individuals tinkering on their own. So the money is moving towards builders. The line Brett uses is, while you are renting a tool, your competitors are building an arsenal. So what does he want you to do this week? First, run an AI audit. Map where AI is currently used in your business. Then identify the three biggest pain points that could be solved with a custom integrated workflow, not a chatbot. Second, find your bilingual candidates. Look for people who combine deep domain expertise with genuine tech curiosity. Give them time, budget, and permission to experiment. They'll be your first-generation builders. And the third one that stood out, cancel one prompting workshop and redirect that budget into a small internal build. Get one win on the board and build momentum from there. My action this week is the people search. Every team has someone sitting at that intersection of domain knowledge and tech interest. They're usually underutilized. That conversation is overdue. Mine is the audit. You can't build a builder strategy without knowing where you actually stand. Map it, find the three pain points, make one decision. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want AI working to augment your own business, Brett's offering a free AI audit there. I'm worth taking him up on it.